Dreamscape presents Eastern Lights by Brittany Cherry, narrated by Nikki Thomas and Paul Stefano.
Prologue. Connor, 8 years ago, 17 years old. Every grand story began with once upon a time. It didn't even have to be a grand story. The mediocre ones began the same way, too. At least, that was how mine began. Once upon a time, a young boy was scared shitless about losing the person he cared about most. I once had a teacher who taught me that there are two things in life a person can never prepare for, no matter how hard they try. Those two things are love and death. I'd never been in a romantic type of love, but I knew the love between a kid and his parent. It was due to that love that I'd experienced the fear of death. For the past few years, it seemed I'd been swimming in a pool of sorrow that appeared out of nowhere. I wasn't prepared for it at all. For the past few years of my life, my search engine was filled with thoughts no kid should ever have to consider. What happens if your only parent passes away? What is the likelihood of a person surviving stage 3 cancer? How much money do you need to make to pay for experimental treatment? Why don't all people get the same treatment for cancer? Not to mention the number of jobs I tried to apply for to help my mom with the bills. I even started up a few of my own companies just to help make ends meet. Mom hated that I worked so much. I hated that she had cancer. We'd call that an even deal of hatred. I put on a brave face for the rest of the world, being the charmer I'd always been. Everyone in my small town knew if they needed a decent laugh, a good friend, or a great worker, they could come to me. I took pride in being the hard-working class clown of sorts. Hell, I needed it because if I wasn't being goofy or a workaholic, I was overthinking. And if I overthought, I'd drown. I never revealed my pain to anyone. I figured if they knew how bad I hurt, they'd worry about me. I didn't need anyone worrying about me at all, especially my mother. She had enough on her plate as it was. And the last thing she needed was to be concerned about me being concerned about her. Still, that didn't keep her from worrying about me. That was what mothers did when it came to their children, I supposed. They worried. Our relationship was a forever loop of us checking in on one another. Mom was my partner in crime in that way. We worried about each other's worries. Wash, rinse, repeat. "You can come in with me," Mom said as we waited in the lobby of the doctor's office. "You've been with me through every step of this both times, so I want you in the office with me no matter what."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?